15 when I graduated my school. And because I was 15, my parents didn't want me to go to college right away. So they sent me to a finishing school in the South. And I didn't dig that too much, you know. And I was very lonely, and I was very bored, and I was very isolated because they had a lot of rules and regulations which just didn't fit with me, you know. You had to wear gloves and hats and, you know, shake hands a certain way. And, you know, I remember the president of the college called me in the first time because I ran everywhere I went. And he said, "Miss Tia, young ladies don't run," you know, that kind of thing. And it inhibited me very much. Anyway, I became a part of a dance group there because I was very, very lonely. And it was a form of relaxation, and it was a form of emotional release. And my teacher really thought that I had a gift. And she started encouraging me to continue my dancing. Of course, dancing for me, all my life I've been dancing. It was always a social kind of thing. And now that I look back in retrospect, I know that whenever I was unhappy or not feeling well or depressed, I would dance. And I usually dance around a table, you know. And now that I know more, I have more knowledge, you know, the concept of dancing around the table. Table, circle. Circle is completion. Circle is wholeness. 360 degrees, that kind of thing. But the music and the movement around the table and around the table, when I finished, I always felt great, you know. So now I say that was a form of unconscious therapy. But all I knew was I felt raised, I felt lifted, you know. So I loved to dance all of a sudden, you know. It became my life. It's like liquor raises your spirits. I guess what dancing for me raised my spirit, you know. My spirit, you know.